Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The mission of Kick Cancer is to bring hope and health to children battling cancer by providing them with the necessary tools to thrive during and after harsh cancer treatments through integrative therapies, nutritional education, and detox strategies. One of the unique programs offered by Kick Cancer is post-treatment scholarships for athletic programs, which help children rebuild their strength and confidence. Kick Cancer is hosting a run-walk event in Diamond Bar on Saturday, September 28th, to raise funds and awareness for this organization. Here to tell us more is Aaron Scheller, a volunteer with Kick Cancer. His wife, Shannon, is community director for Kick Cancer. Aaron, even though I've introduced you as a volunteer, is describing you as a voluntold more appropriate?
Yeah, that's true. But thank you for having us out. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to talk about Kick Cancer Movement.
Well, thank you for coming in and speaking to us. Tell us about the Kick Cancer Movement.
Yeah, so it's a nonprofit organization that helps kids thrive through cancer and even through survivorship. They kind of do that in three ways. So the first one is we provide kits to families that are in the hospital or going into or maybe just got out of. And those kits help us swap out the bad things with the good things. They give advice regarding nutritional foods, recipes, essential oils, detoxing, that type of thing. There's also a second way that Kick Cancer helps is they actually allow the families to go to retreats. And those retreats will give them information and educate them. My wife and I went to one. It was fantastic. We got to learn a lot of ways that we could implement some healthy guidelines in our lives and in our home that would allow us to find success in our home as far as being healthy. And then the third thing is the athletic program, which provides scholarships to kids that are going through childhood or have just gone through childhood cancer. And it's a scholarship program. It's new, but it's been fantastic. And I would love to talk to you a little bit more about it later.
If you look at how Kick Cancer is written, there's a unique stylization there. Kick is all in capital letters, and then the ER of cancer is also in capital letters. Can you discuss the significance of that?
Yeah, I can. So Kick Cancer is actually named after the founder's son, Kicker. He was diagnosed with cancer at 3 years old, and through his battle of cancer, then they established this organization called Kick Cancer, and it actually has to do with her son, who is currently in survivorship.
And how are you personally connected with the childhood cancer community?
Yeah, so my wife and I, our daughter, Paisley, was diagnosed at 2.5 with a cancer called myoepithelial carcinoma. And I know it's a mouthful, but you know, she's doing well now. And I think we can contribute that a lot to what Kick Cancer had to offer us. We didn't know what to do when we were diagnosed. And so to have a platform with people that could kind of guide you in the right direction. And actually, the first thing we got was a kit from Kick Cancer that kind of gave us the first steps of what we could do to clean up our environment and to help our daughter to thrive through what she was about to go through.
How did Paisley directly benefit from Kick Cancer?
Yeah, I kind of mentioned the kit. So we got this kit and we quickly were able to change our environment. And my wife really got engaged into asking what we could be doing and finding those resources. And honestly, for me, my wife pointed me out the direction where I could go, and I actually started growing our own vegetables. We started a garden, we got chickens, and we started doing things where we could control what we were actually eating and our nutrition.
Tell us about this emphasis that Kick Cancer puts on nutrition and holistic health practices.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say we're not as consistent as we used to be, but considering everything that we've learned from them that we still implement in our daily life, I do believe that it's been consistent on why my daughter, which honestly, her type of cancer has a very, very high where it comes back a lot, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we haven't had that happen. She's still in remission and we're still fighting the good fight, you know? So I do believe a lot of that has to do from the information that we've been able to gather from Kick Cancer.
And to be clear, Kick Cancer still wants you to follow all of the advice given by medical professionals.
Yeah, absolutely. They're not going to deter you from making any of the medical decisions that you need to make. But then what they're going to do is they're going to give you alternatives to what you might be able to do to help them thrive while you're making those medical decisions. It's very difficult because you're put really in a hard place to make some really hard decisions. Mm-hmm. And so what Kick Cancer is going to do is they're going to come along with you and to help you do the best on making good decisions for you and for your family to give your body the best opportunity to be healthy and to fight back against cancer and to fight even during the process of what the medical establishment is going to send you through.
The founder of Kick Cancer is a nutritionist. So this is something that she knows about.
Yeah, she's spent a lot of time on educating herself and becoming very aware of what has been successful. And because Kick Cancer has become a family, it's something that we're constantly learning, like what works for these families, what is benefiting these families. And it could be just how they recover through chemo, or it could be their fight through the actual cancer. And so it's a continued process to learn what we can do to help benefit our bodies and help us fight off a terrible disease.
It kind of reminds me, there's a philosopher who said, let food be thy medicine. And that kept coming up in my mind as I was preparing for this interview. Tell us, how has Kick Cancer provided a sense of community and support during Paisley's cancer journey?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Again, it's one of those places where people that don't know each other from all over the world are finding a commonality, and there's a platform there that can at least help you to gain the resources to help you to seek out someone that might even, like, their child might even have the same cancer as your child, and you can connect with them and how to use them as a resource to help work through the process of what you're about to go through. And even after the process, how can you turn and help those that have helped you? And that's exactly why we're here today. We want to give back to Kick Cancer because Kick Cancer gave to us.
I'm speaking with Erin Scheller, a volunteer with the Kick Cancer Movement. Tell us, what inspired you and your spouse to create the Dash for Hope event with Kick Cancer?
Yeah, so, you know, for us, because the community came in and really helped us, we want to give back. And we just think that this is a great opportunity to support those that are either currently or are yet to be diagnosed. So how do we do that? Well, we do that through an event like this where we can encourage people to stay active, to stay healthy. We can provide scholarships to kids that have come through. They might be in remission and they lost their childhood, right? Mm. So for some of these kids, that we can give them an opportunity to kind of relive their childhood as they are on the other side of it. So that's why we're creating this event. So we can just really get into the community to give back what we've been given.
Tell us about some of the financial challenges that families face when their child has gone into remission and can now get back into sports.
Well, this is a big one. Like for us, my wife quit her job. So double family incomes become single family incomes or single parent incomes. And I mean, what would you do to give your kid everything that you could possibly do? Mm-hmm. So I know that, like, there's the statistics that say like 10 to 15% of the parents who start off in this childhood cancer journey end up poor. And that's a crazy thing. So with that being said, it's like we want to help those families through this program thrive through it. But for some of those kids, to even give their parents an opportunity to give them something back through the scholarship program.
Tell us about the impact that the athlete scholarship program has had on children recovering from cancer?
There's a young man. His name was Pedro. He's 8 years old. And he loved go-kart racing, right? And so he was diagnosed with cancer, and they actually had to take his leg, mm-hmm. right? So what do you do with that, right? So Kick Cancer provided a scholarship for him to redo his go-kart mm-hmm. so that he was able to get back on the track and race again. And he had a prosthetic leg, and doing the go-karting actually helped his thigh, helped his quad muscle be better than it would have been if wow. he wasn't go-kart racing. So this is just to help the kids to get back into life and to get their confidence back.
What's the significance of the Run Walk event that you have happening this month? Why this month? Why September?
Yeah, so a lot of people don't know, because I know there's a month for everything, but but September happens to be Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And over 100 cancers for children are lumped into kind of this 1 month situation. So it's just pediatric cancer. And so we want to encourage every family and every school to go gold. Gold is the ribbon for childhood cancer. And so it's not lumped into different cancers. It's lumped into one cancer, just childhood cancer. And so go gold for anyone that's listening to this for the month of September to support any of those families that are currently having to deal with pediatric cancer.
How do you think the Dash for Hope event fosters a sense of community and solidarity among families who have been affected by pediatric cancer?
Yeah, great question. We want those families that attend to know that we're fighting with you and we're standing with you. And so you're not alone. And it's hard when there's a diagnosis in the family, but we want to join with you. We want to be a part of your community and be able to help you in your journey as you guys are. Could be just starting, it could be in the middle or in survivorship, but we know that anyone that's part of the childhood cancer family is family. And so we want them to be recognized for that.
Give us the details on the Dash for Hope. When and where is it taking place?
Yeah, so it's going to be this September 28th. It's going to be held at the South Point Middle School. We're going to be out in the outside area. We're going to have basically a run walk opportunity. It's going to start at, I believe, 9 a.m. and it's going to go from 11 to 3. That's what it is. It's going to go from 11 to 3. I should know this whole event. And it's an opportunity to raise money for those families. Again, some of them are for scholarships. Some of them are for the kids that are going to go to the families that are newly diagnosed and currently going through their journey with the medical establishment. So that's what this event is. And we're just going to have booths out there. We're going to encourage those that are out there running to run. We're actually going to create a course that if people maybe in wheelchairs or roller skates or something, scooters, where they can actually scoot, maybe they can't run. So we're going to create an area where they can actually participate. We're going to have vendors there that are going to help with the educational process, that they might have information that might help somebody in their journey and have some resources for them. I know there's going to be some city involvement and some outside groups that are going to come in just to help educate, encourage, and even if we're just doing high fives and cheering everybody on. That's what we want this event to be. It's just an event where we leave better than we came.
What is your favorite part about this event?
Just an opportunity. One, we're talking about giving back, but it's an opportunity to go shoulder to shoulder with families that I know their journey is tough. And yet I also know where to get some of the resources for them. And so it's kind of a perfect melting pot of an opportunity for people to learn, people to participate, people to give, and people to celebrate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm speaking with Erin Scheller, a volunteer with Kick Cancer. The Dash for Hope takes place on Saturday, September 28th in Diamond Bar. What message would you want to share with potential participants or donors about the importance of supporting this event and Kick Cancer's mission?
Yeah, great question. If anyone wants to get involved, you know, monetary, there's always time for money. I know that's tough to say. But I'll tell you this, they're changing people's lives. Whether it be an athlete who is just maybe horseback riding, maybe it's soccer, maybe it's dancing, maybe it's a go-kart, doesn't matter. But like to help them facilitate to get back something that's been taken. At the same time, for those families that are getting a kit, that they can't afford these kits. They have no platform. They have no direction. And these kits that are given are life-changing. They changed our life. They'll change other people's lives. And by people giving, we're able to get that information to them, get them headed in the right direction. If they have questions, if they have concerns, I'm very passionate about it. Okay, I get emotional about it. If you can't tell, I get emotional about it. But I'm passionate about it because it is an opportunity to become part of a community that is there to help you.
Is registration for this event required in advance?
Yeah, so you can go online. It's under the Kick Cancer Movement. I think it's kickcancermovement.org, and you can sign up there. There will be on-site signups as well. There's going to be a virtual event as well as a physical event, and you can do either one. The money's going to the same place. The information's going to the same place, but we would love to have you come out. I mean, we would love to have anyone come out. Anyone that wants to participate, you can run a lap. You can run 20 miles. We really don't care. Whatever you can do between 11 and 3 in the afternoon, you can celebrate with the families that are there. We are going to have families that are there that are currently going through it, and you can give them a high five. Cheer them on, you know. So if you're free, Saturday the 28th, come out, celebrate with the families that are there, and cheer them on. So just come on out.
Can we also find information on volunteering or donating at kickcancermovement.org?
Yes, yes. All the information is on there. And again, the sign-up's on there. And anything that you can do to participate, we'd love to have you.
Thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us today. Thank you for sharing Paisley's story. I'm so happy to hear that she is surviving and thriving. And we hope the Dash for Hope is a huge success.
I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.